Welcome back to The Controversial Mom, where truth has no filter and freedom, well, it always comes first. Today's episode is about the war you don't see on the nightly news. The war between a president and local leaders who are trying to fight for America and the bureaucrats who want to keep the power for themselves. This isn't just about Donald Trump. This is about state sovereignty, about who gets to make the rules in our country, the people we elect, or the unelected elite that are hiding in the shadows of Washington. You know, what most of us just refer to as the deep state. But let's start with the obvious. Trump was elected to drain the swamp. And for all my Star Wars fans out there, the swamp struck back. Whether it's the DOJ or the FBI, the EPA or the Department of Education, Trump's policies weren't just blocked by Democrats. They are being sabotaged from within by spineless bureaucrats. And a lot of times by those that we simply just refer to as rhinos. Now, let's start with the travel ban. Does anybody remember that? It was one of Trump's earliest and most decisive moves to secure our border. Most of us supported it. It aimed at restricting entry from nations that were tied to terrorism. It seems like a very common sense policy given our country's history. Yet it was delayed for months and watered down by a series of court challenges. It is the perfect example of how the bureaucracy and judicial activism work together to stop the bold actions of strong leadership. And then, of course, let's fast forward to the more recent issue, ICE raids. These were very planned out operations to enforce our immigration laws and remove dangerous criminals from our streets. But time after time, we saw that the details were leaked from an internal source, giving targets a heads up. And then, of course, everything was blocked or slowed down by activist employees within the agencies who opposed the mission of cleaning up our streets and protecting our citizens. And then, of course, there's my favorite, agency reforms. These were efforts to restructure outdated programs, cut wasteful spending, i.e. save tax dollars, and, of course, return decision-making power to elected officials. But all of this was stonewalled. Time and time again, by lifetime bureaucrats who felt like they knew better than the people. Individuals who have spent decades entrenched in their agencies, resistant to any form of change that threatened their power and their budgets. Now, none of what I just said is a simple disagreement in how to execute a policy or carry out a plan. All of this was about 100% insubordination. Plain and simple. And this is the real threat to constitutional government. Or, to sound like a crazy leftist, I could just start screaming, it's a threat to democracy, because that's pretty much how they do that. But why does any of this matter to you and me? Why does it matter to the moms and dads across the state of Alabama? Well, let's get into that. It's because the same bureaucrats that have been blocking Trump for months are the same bureaucrats that are pushing AI into classrooms without any type of parental consent. It's the same bureaucrats that are expanding mental health screenings with no parental opt-ins. If you've not seen what they're doing in Illinois when it comes to required mental health screenings for all students in public schools, you need to go look at that. It's terrifying. And we're also the same bureaucrats that are forcing DEI and gender ideology under the guise of inclusion into our public schools. Hold that thought, because I got more on that later. Now, none of this is something that our school districts are inventing on their own. These are simply marching orders that are coming straight from the top, from federal agencies and contractors who see our kids as nothing more than data points and social experiments. And unless someone like Trump really comes in to disrupt this pipeline, nothing's going to change in our country. So let's shift for a minute and talk about judges. We still, to this day, have federal judges that are issuing nationwide injunctions to block the laws that protect girls' sports, defend our borders, or require basic accountability in our public schools. Just to mention a few of the hot topic issues we've been seeing in the headlines. We're still dealing with the same old, one unelected judge in one blue district that's overriding the will of millions of people. That is not the checks and balances that our country was founded on. That is simply tyranny by rote. And we've seen some strong decisions from constitutional conservatives on the Supreme Court. They've had decisions that defend life. Praise God, we got that fixed. They've protected religious freedoms. And they have restored some limitations to the federal government. But the problem we're talking about here is much deeper than a couple of policy issues. We're talking about structural problems. And now that Trump's in his second term, the mission to drain the swamp has to go much deeper and further than we ever thought possible. We've got to start by getting rid of the deep state operatives. I think we've all known that in Trump's first term, he had a lot of deep state operatives. Bill Barr is just the latest example of how Trump has allowed these really deep state nasty people to be around him. And we've seen that they fired some other people recently whose names escaped me. But I do think he's starting to get rid of a lot of these people. But there's still work to be done. The second thing we've got to do is defund these radical agencies. And the last thing, we've got to eliminate federal rules and mandates that are undermining state sovereignty and stripping parents of our decision-making power. Because at the end of the day, real change is not going to come from signing a bill. It's going to come from breaking this very corrupt system that's protecting itself. And that takes more than just politics. That is going to take very courageous leadership from the national to the local level. Now, if you're a parent, you're in this fight whether you recognize it or not. Again, I'll share more on that in a minute. Every DEI lesson being pushed in the classroom, every overarching federal regulation that affects your family's health care, and every energy policy that drives up your bills, it all comes from the top. And we need a president and local leaders that are willing to take on this entire power structure. Trump versus the bureaucrats / rhinos is not just a fight for DC. It's a fight for our homes, a fight for our kids, and a fight for our future. Now, I mentioned DEI a couple of times, so I want to share something that happened this week. I've talked a lot about the American School Counseling Association in, well, the past couple years. As a mom, I have really dug into this because I see how these national organizations are pushing their influence into our schools, not just through policy, but through everyday agendas that I'm seeing my child be exposed to. So this past week, I uncovered that our state counseling standards, which should follow Alabama law, are still fully aligned with the American School Counseling Association. I just call it the ASCA, a lot easier. That means schools are being guided by a national group that is pushing DEI, gender ideology, and emotional programming instead of sticking to just simple academic guidance and respecting our state laws. This is not just a simple paperwork issue where we can clean it up overnight. This entire situation is an example of how there's a backdoor into every school in Alabama pushing these radical ideologies. And as parents, most of you have no idea that this is happening. But this is a great example of the deep state agenda right here in my home. And it's in yours because this is in every school in Alabama. It's a perfect example of why we have to be in this fight. And it's why every single parent must engage and know what's happening, not just in your home, but in your kid's school. So as always, guys, I want to say thank you for turning in to The Controversial Mom. Do me a favor and share this episode. And then join us in standing together in this movement that puts parents, not bureaucrats, back in charge. This is our line in the sand, and we are not backing down. As always, stay informed, stay fierce, but above all else, stay controversial. We'll see you guys next week.